Hey guys, what's up? You have to catch this episode with Ferris. We talk about entrepreneurship, starting entrepreneurship, aspiring entrepreneurs. What does that look like? What does it mean? And then he also has a YouTube channel where you can follow, where he goes through starting entrepreneurship. What does that look like? Business plans, all this great stuff. Great human being, great personality, great energy. I think you guys are going to love, love, love this. So I cannot wait for you to see this episode with Ferris. Let's do this.
You have some skills. Whatever it is that you do, you have hard skills. There are three things I want you to think about. If you're listening, jot those down. There are three things you have. You have the hard skills, the technical skills. You could be an amazing coach. You could be an amazing engineer. You could be an amazing interior designer. Right? Then the soft skills, whether it's project management, whether you're good with people, whether you're good with numbers, whatever that is. And maybe you're an amazing listener. So jot those down as well. And third, and this is probably the most underutilized by entrepreneurs, your network.
I am so happy you're here. This is Nina Perez from Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And you know, I'm looking at the intro and I'm looking at all the faces pop up. And I just realized I've recorded close to 400 episodes and you guys have showed up, boy. I'm telling you, I could not believe that we are rated like the top 1% podcast to listen to in the country with over 100,000 downloads. And that's because of you, because you guys are freaking awesome. So you guys know that I go around this amazing planet finding good humans, the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today I found Ferris for y'all. Okay, buckle up, people. Here we go, right? Because Ferris has a remarkable track record. He has founded and grown and sold businesses in Silicon Valley, scaling them from 7 to 8 figures. Notably, in 2019, he sold his digital marketing consultancy, Enor, to a global media giant, Dentsu. So beyond his personal success, Ferris has advised over 150 businesses in his current venture, Start Up with Ferris. He is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs in consulting and service sector, and he's helping them grow their businesses with intelligence and resilience. You're welcome, y'all. You're welcome. Okay, so let's get ready for an insightful and inspiring conversation. I'm looking forward to this with our guru here. Ferris, how are you? Welcome to Straight Talk.
I'm so glad to be here, Nina. I'm not sure you set the bar really high, but I'm looking forward to an amazing conversation with you.
Me too. You set the bar high. Who told you to have all this success? That's not me, right? So I'm really glad you're here, Ferris. I have a really great community. I have a lot of like thought leaders and entrepreneurs and CEOs and stuff that listen to the show to listen to people like yourself who come on here who have had experiences, good and bad, right? And like to help others grow. And that's what I like to do. This platform is built to help others grow. So let's start off with knowing you a little bit better. So Ferris, I always start the show with who are you? Because I'm so interested in how people answer this question. So who are you, Ferris? Who are you?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, this is Straight Talk.
No sugar added. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm a husband for 36 years.
Awesome.
Father of three children, adults now, a lifelong volunteer. Mm. So that's sort of on the personal side of things. Business-wise, startup guy here in Silicon Valley, built, as you mentioned, and grew and sold many businesses. If you ask me now, like, what drives me these days, after all these years, it's really helping entrepreneurs, helping younger and older entrepreneurs learn from the mistakes I made, as well as the successes I've been lucky, fortunate to have. And I want to help these entrepreneurs build and grow their own thriving businesses.
Right.
Then,
right.
Yeah. And then when I'm not working and not with the family, you'll find me either on the mat training in martial arts or with the bow at the archery range, or just listening to my nonfiction books most of the time. And I always strive to be grateful and mindful.
I love that. I love that. Right. And, you know, I think, you know, going back to your comment about entrepreneurs too, you know, having them grow, right, and expand. I think one of the, I don't know, sometimes I think it's a good and bad thing is social media, right? Because we get too many people on there who aren't what they say they are. So that happens a lot to new entrepreneurs who are coming out here trying to find, you know, good knowledge base, trying to find mentorship, trying to find a different way of looking at things, you know, things like that. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who say they have certain successes or could take you to certain successes who haven't even done it themselves, right? So I'm really glad that you have the track record that you have, Ferris, because it's tough out here. It's tough out in these streets for us entrepreneurs, yeah. Right? Do you find that a challenge?
Absolutely. So you're telling me that we shouldn't believe everything that we read on the internet? Is that what you're saying?
I know. I can't believe I'm saying it, but yes.
It is, you know, and my team and I were discussing this the other day. It is, there's so much of this become a millionaire working 2 hours a week and
yes.
Become successful living 6 months in Hawaii. Like folks, come on. Like this is, and you see a lot of views on these videos. And I, in a way, I'm happy for these people's success. And if they're truly successful, I'm certain that they've worked really hard at least in one phase of their life.
Yeah.
And they have to make some sacrifices to get to where they are today. So I'm with you there that you have to be careful what you eat, what you breathe, what you get into your mind, 100%.
Yeah, I always talk about that, right? Like protecting what you're consuming, right? I always say protect your ear gates, your eye gates, all that. All those gates are like entryways for things to come in. And, you know, I mean, I've just seen so many disappointed people, right? Like I have a coaching program, but I deal with mainly women. And one of the things I think that breaks my heart is when they come on and they're like, oh, this person promised me 6 figures in 30 days and it didn't happen. And I'm like, because it's not going to happen because they didn't tell you it took them 20 years to be an overnight success.
Yep.
You know, right, Ferris? So go ahead.
No, they should be listening to Coach Nina. Like it doesn't happen overnight, you know,
100%.
Right. Yeah.
And,
trust me, men and women are susceptible for this. It's we want the glamour. We want the overnight success, but you gotta get those 10,000 hours, as they say.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Right. I think that it's a lot of wisdom experience. It's a lot of our own, you know, angle that will make you successful. If you're really going to look at something as opposed to following what somebody tells you worked for them, it doesn't always work for you. And so you need to have people who have been in the trenches for a little bit. Right. So have a mentor, a coach, or somebody who's been there, done that, struggled. And that's good, right? Like, stop thinking that if that person struggled or they didn't, you know, have an overnight success or whatever, that's not good. Actually, that's what I look for, right? If you tell me that you've been through something in life, that you've had a lot of losses, that you had some struggles, I trust you more. I trust you more than you coming out with an AI generated course that's going to teach me nothing I could have just learned by ChatGPT, right? So, Ferris, time has changed. I mean, you were in Silicon Valley, so times have changed. And now trying to get yourself out here, I feel sometimes, I don't know, how do you feel about this? Do you think it's harder or easier through all the noise?
You know, it's there's so many resources today. So that's the good thing. If you're starting a business today, or if you're started and you're struggling, and we focus in the material that we produce and the content we produce is in, if you want to start or if you started and you're struggling, there's so many resources. Yes, it could get a bit confusing. Who do I follow? Who do I listen to? But with some, you can discern good from the bad. So that's a good thing. There are a lot of resources.
That's true.
Just a quick search. In the old days, 25 years ago, it was hard. I didn't know sales. So I had to learn when we started our first business, I had to learn sales from the ground up. So I had to go and attend courses and you know, travel sometimes, and it wasn't as accessible. Get those old CDs and listen to the
right,
CDs.
Right.
So I think on that side, from this perspective, I think entrepreneurs have a lot of resources. They can have access to coaches. They can take online courses. They can obviously attend a lot of physical events. I think with that access, with that availability of resources, as you said, it could be confusing. And also, I think there's just so many more distractions these days, just in life in general.
Yeah.
And we're bombarded by, and I have a marketing background, so, but we're bombarded constantly and consistently by so many marketing messages to get this and buy that, and I gotta have this, and I gotta have this vacation, and then all these demands. Maybe there shouldn't be demands. You should focus on what's important. So yeah. So I think that distraction comes with this access to information. Entrepreneurs and business owners, I think they have to be really careful to be disciplined, mm-hmm. to focus on what's mm-hmm. important.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Like, I think that, you know, like you said, when you started, it was a little bit harder. You had the CDs, you had the workbooks or whatever it is you had to do, right, to learn your sales and all that. But there's also a benefit to that, right? Because it keeps you hyper-focused on that thing. Mm-hmm. I think one of the harder things, even as an adult, right? I'm 51, but even as an adult, when I'm like looking at, let's say, you're going into my social media to see about my clients or whatever have you, I find myself scrolling. I just find myself constantly scrolling and getting, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, you know what? I didn't think about that. Oh, let me check it. And I'm like, Nina, stop with the shiny object syndrome thing, you know, like calm down. But it even happens to us, was what I'm saying, as adults who maybe didn't have all of this access when we were younger. Cause when I was younger, you know, you went outside, you played games, there was, yep. It was different. Right. But absolutely. Even as a Gen Xer, right. I'm somebody who's also caught up in this. So Ferris, what do you, if you could start your business and all of your successes, what would you do right now? If somebody's listening to you right now and saying, I don't have my success yet. And like you said, your content is geared towards people starting or started and struggling. So what do you think it would be like the first thing for an entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur to think about or focus on?
Good question. So I think the very first question is entrepreneurship the right thing for me? Mm-hmm. And this might sound that's like, good. Wait a second, I'm obviously pro entrepreneurship and I help entrepreneurs make it big, hopefully. But entrepreneurship in my mind, and from what I read, is not for everyone. I think
that's right.
We are all that's born right. entrepreneurs. Back in the cave days, we had to go out and do things on our own. But over time, it gets really cozy when we get the paycheck week in, week
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
When we get the benefits, when we have the vacation, when we have the personal time off. So we get used to that, and slowly and gradually we start to think really hard about taking risk, and it becomes almost unless we're forced into it, whether it's a layoff or a major life event or maybe some just amazing opportunity out there. So that risk taking becomes an issue. So what I'm saying is evaluate if entrepreneurship is right for you.
That's so good.
If you're not sure,
yeah.
Learn about it, have a coach, read about entrepreneurship, speak with people who started a business, and then I think go into it knowing what's involved, because you have to take a lot of risk. You have to have a leap of faith. You have to have maybe a financial runway for the first 3 to 6 months before you get revenue. There's just many things that you got to do it right. You got to vet the idea. So before you do all that, I think learn more about entrepreneurship. And I can tell you, many of us have done it. So you're mm-hmm. not going to be, for the listeners out there, you're not going to be the first person starting a company, starting a business.
That's right. That's right.
So learn more about entrepreneurship and what it takes to get, you know, off the ground and build something that will be amazing. I think just mm-hmm. that is an important, I think, from a sort of a mind perspective. Learn what you're getting yourself into and be ready for that.
That's such a good answer. And, you know, really good for people to hear, right? Because I couldn't agree with that more. I think that one of the battles that a lot of us have is that we are looking at a one-shot thing on Instagram and we think that that's the life. And so we think that that's what we want to do. Like a lot of the women that I work with are in corporate leadership, right? They want to create their own coaching and consulting businesses. And the first thing I tell them off the gate is don't quit your day job, right? And they're like, what? I'm like, don't quit your day job. You know, that is your, basically it's like having a loan that you never pay back. So go get that paycheck, get that job done, and learn wisdom. So learn, keep learning, keep having wisdom, grab that paycheck that is now going to be your loan, your tax-free or whatever loan that you're not going to have to pay back, to then start to do exactly what you said. Figure out if entrepreneurship is for you. Sometimes it's not full-time entrepreneurship. Sometimes it's a side gig. Sometimes it's just helping others, right? And I think that that's where we are being misled, or I should say a lot of people are being misled, right? Because some people are like, oh, I'll make you, you know, six figures in 30 days. And I'm like, come on, come on. did you, know, you, and I feel like asking them, did you make six figures in 30 days? I want to see you, show me that, show me.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, you might, yeah. you might win the lottery, you know, you know, things could happen, yeah. but that's a chance in a million. And you know, spot on, Nina, in terms of women who want to establish careers, have their own businesses. I remember a quote from Susan Wojcicki, an early Googler who became the CEO of YouTube. She said, don't be afraid to ask for help. No one succeeds alone. And I think it's a very profound quote in so many, at so many different levels. First of all, you want to be grateful, thankful to those who help you along the way. No one succeeds alone. And then don't be afraid to ask for help. And I think that's the thing about entrepreneurship and about starting something new is a lot of it, you know, the logical thing in your mind may be in conflict with the emotional thing. Like you have the passion, you have the drive. You want to grow, and then logically, oh my God, I don't have money. I don't have enough money. I don't have a financial runway. I don't know the skills. I've never sold anything before. So starting something new is difficult by nature. So that's why I was saying earlier, getting to learn more about what you're about to do. And as you said, exactly, while you have a full-time job, this is the best time to think about starting a business and planning for the business. Getting the idea, you can do it at night, you can do it on the weekends. Researching, talking to competitors, see what the pain points are of the potential clients you want to sell to. Like all of that you can do, you know, on at night or on the weekends. The only thing here, the only catch is it's going to require time. So it has to be, I think, in that phase in your life where you can give that time to the new business. I think you would be, it's a disservice if I tell entrepreneurs, you can do it. You can work 40 hours a week and then end up being a highly successful person. It just doesn't work that way. So I think that, I don't know what your perspective on like advising, since you do a lot of coaching, people on like the phase in their life, you know, is this the right time for me to start something? Because sometimes it's not, you have a lot of obligations on the side.
Yeah, and they need to be okay with that. But you know, one thing I do tell them is like, as you're doing this after work, after your full-time job, you're doing your entrepreneurship stuff and you're trying to really figure this out. Remember all this time that you're using, because when you first start to launch your entrepreneurial journey, whether you leave your job or not, those are about the same hours you're going to be working, which is about 100 hours to 200 hours a week. So, and all of them are, you know, I had one woman say, are you trying to discourage me? I said, in a way, I'm trying to discourage you to encourage you. Because if you are not discouraged, if you look at this and say, I'm not discouraged by that, it doesn't even bother me, it doesn't faze me, then you are probably at the mindset where you can start now thinking about entrepreneurship. But if you're thinking about, I'm going to work 3 days a week and vacation for the rest of the 4 days, unless you're getting into something that I don't know about that makes you a lot of money, then I think it's going to disappoint you. And what happens is that I only work with women, but some of the women have come to me who have been promised these things and didn't get it. Now they don't even think they have the skill set or knowledge or wisdom to run a business because they've been disappointed. And that's what happens when somebody's lying to you and giving you like this bar that you're looking at. And then when you don't reach it, now you don't feel good enough. You don't feel smart enough. You don't think you can do it. You're not built for entrepreneurship, but that's not true. I love what you said. Find the knowledge, find someone who's been there. Do not do this alone. And that's one of the, I think the keys, right? I mean, I'm sure that in your journey, especially as starting and selling all these big businesses, you didn't do that alone. You had a team. I'm sure you had mentors, right? Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of the team, in the 7 ventures that I've had, I've always had business partners. I never had I might have started something on my own and then brought in a co-founder. So that's, many people do it on their own and don't want to take anything away from them. But in terms of working with people, I think finding people who potentially could complement your skills. If you're great at project management and delivery, but you really can't do sales. If you're talking to me, I'll tell you, you got to learn sales at least a little bit. But then maybe you can find a co-founder who he or she they just love being out there and networking, bringing in leads. So finding someone who either a co-founder or maybe your first hire, finding someone who complements your skills, and they have to, I think, share Agreed. The same values, the work ethics, mm-hmm. or maybe the way, you know, you look at perspective on money or on growth. So those are important things. But for so my wife, we've been together for over 36 years, and I have two daughters. So when you're talking about the challenges that women face, I also hear it, you know, firsthand at home. And my two daughters are work in the workforce now. They, you know, I tell them life, you got to work hard. That's you know, work hard, play hard. That's my motto. And sometimes life is not fair to you. Sometimes your boss is not fair, you know, to you.
Right.
But you got to still learn. And I think it was Michelle Obama who said in her book, and I'm terrible with remembering names and titles. Both actually, I think Barack Obama and Michelle Obama in their respective books, they said that we had to work twice as hard. And I think Michelle Obama said her parent told her, you got to maybe work twice as hard, but you know what? You're learning more, you're getting stronger, you're getting better. And then you can deal with fairness later, but for now, do what you can. So I know there's a lot of nuance to this, but and we have to do, as a society, we have to do better in making sure there are equal opportunities for people. Mm-hmm. And as entrepreneurs, as business owners, as CEOs, as managers, it's on you to create an amazing culture and take care of your people and make sure equal pay, equal treatment, equal opportunities. That's all on you as a business owner. But for those of us who are facing struggles and are running into challenges and maybe life is not fair for them, you just got, you know, you got to double down. You got to just work hard and go through it. And then the universe works in amazing ways. If you just do your part. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, and you know, and that means even in your struggles in your life, right? Like when you've gone through things in your life, you have to just go through them, learn from the experiences so it makes you stronger. We can't keep being victims. We can't keep blaming the world. We can't keep doing any of that. It doesn't matter if you do anyway. It's not going to help you. It's not benefiting you at all. I always ask people, so you think it's this? Oh, it's my boss. It's my this, my that. It's like, how's that serving you? How is that serving you? It doesn't serve you. It's zero. So I want to touch on something though, because you said you have your two daughters in the workforce. Did they decide to, are they at all entrepreneurial, or they don't care for that?
They're very successful in their careers, but they don't have their own businesses, but they're very successful in the careers they've chosen.
Yeah.
They're sick and tired of me talking about entrepreneurship. So to them, I'm just another guy on YouTube.
Right, of course, right? I mean, because you're dad. That's how it goes. It's funny because I have adult children as well. And one of my sons, he really just likes working and likes going in, you know, doing his job and do his career and just being done. And then my other son is like me, who's very entrepreneurial. So it's funny how they just, some of them will grab to it and some of them will absolutely not.
It's so like funny. A box of chocolate, right?
Right. So I do want to talk about, though, what it is you're doing now to help entrepreneurs and to help people who are trying to go on this journey, right? I know that you just mentioned your YouTube channel, but tell me a little bit about what you're doing now, Farris, to help others, because I know that you've built businesses, sold businesses, like you have all of that experience behind you that a lot of us don't have, right? So tell me about what you're doing today.
Yes. Yeah, so after the last exit in 2019, I'll just give you a little bit of background. So I stayed with the acquiring company for about 2.5 years. And then in September of 2021, I bowed out of corporate and actually did something that I've been wanting to do all of my life, is to dedicate a couple of years to work with nonprofits pro bono. And again, I'm very fortunate to be able to do that.
That's great. Yeah.
It took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get to that point in life. But I was very fortunate, and I was very, I don't know, it's so rewarding that I was able to do that and help others in many different ways. And then after that phase, I said, okay, what do I do now? Do I write a book about my journey? I've already wrote a book. So one of my friends said, why don't you do some videos on your journey? And that's how I started the YouTube channel, Start Up with Farris, and Farris spelled as my first name, Feras. And I thought to cover, in a way, a curriculum, like what would an entrepreneur who wants to start a business do? So we have content around vetting the idea, about business planning, about working with partners, with attorneys, with accountants, marketing, sales. So, and soon we'll be talking about delivery and making sure you have a happy client. So it's more of this content mainly in the consulting and services space, from the experiences that I've had, again, the ups and downs and the pivots and all of that, And from the research and the conversations I have with founders. So that's the content we produce. It's on the YouTube channel and then on the daily newsletter that we have.
That's really, really good and really good information, right? Because like I said, you know, I have people like yourself come on the show because I want the audience to trust who they're listening to, right? And so that's why when I choose to speak with someone, it's someone that I feel like is truthful, has good energy, has great content, you know, that kind of stuff. And you check all the boxes, right? So I'm really, really happy that you're here. And I'm happy that my audience now has somewhere they can go and plug into, right? To at least get this knowledge on how to start business plans. What do I do? Do I want to be an entrepreneur? Like that kind of stuff is super important. And a lot, like I said, there's a lot of channels out there. And some of them, which I'm like surprised of like how many followers they have, but I don't find their content useful at all. But that's just me. Good for them. Kudos to them. It's just, you know, I just don't find it very useful for myself. So Ferris, you know, I know that, we're getting towards the end here and everything. I want to wrap up, but I do want you to let the, maybe speak to an entrepreneur, CEO, an audience or whatever that may be going through something right now where it's a challenge for them, where they maybe don't know if this is going to work or if they should do this at all or anything. And I would like you to just kind of give them maybe like the first thing they should be looking at or something that they, you know, should consider as they're going through becoming entrepreneurs or whether they should stick with it. Do you have anything like that for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So whether you have been in the workforce for 5, 6, 7 years, you're Gen Z or you're millennial, or you've been around the block for 20, 25 years, you have some skills. Whatever it is that you do, you have hard skills. There are three things I want you to think about. If you're listening, jot those down. There are three things you have. You have the hard skills, the technical skills. You could be an amazing coach. You could be an amazing engineer. You could be an amazing interior designer, right? Then the soft skills, whether it's project management, whether you're good with people, whether you're good with numbers, whatever that is. And maybe you're an amazing listener. So jot those down as well. And third, and this is probably the most underutilized by entrepreneurs, your network. You have an amazing network, your family, your friends, your colleagues, ex-colleagues, people that you see at the gym. And especially if you've been working hard and you've left a positive impression on people and you've provided help, you've helped others, right? And there's always, if you haven't done any of this, it's never too late. You can always start doing these things, helping others and reciprocating.
That's right.
So look at, again, three things, your hard skills, your soft skills, your network. And then from there, you have enough, even if you only have 5 years of experience, right? Gen Zers out there, millennials out there, if you're just sick and tired of working, you know, at the current company, you don't like your boss, whatever the case might be, do that personal assessment. Look at the last evaluation, performance evaluation report from your manager.
Yeah.
See the thing that you have. And I think you can find then somewhere a target audience, a segment of the population who needs what you have, and do some more vetting, do some competitive research. And then I think that would be, you can do all of that while you're working. You don't have to rush into it, talk to others. And that would be the first thing to do on that would be the first step in my mind before taking a leap and taking a larger risk. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much for that, Ferris. And that I couldn't agree with all of that more. And I want everybody to also remember that you are not on an island by yourself, right? Kind of like what you said before, Ferris, like there's someone out there who's already started a business, who's already done this. They're ahead of you, which is great because you have something to pull from them, you know, and also remember that even in the job that you're in or the company that you're in, if it's a big company, whatever, they are not doing this alone. They need team members. They need managers. They need directors. They need C-suite. They need all of it, right? And so it's the same thing with us and our businesses. Stop trying to do everything. You're not going to, and that's what burns people out. They think they're supposed to wear the 50,000 hats. Now, I think as an entrepreneur, you should know all the touch points in your business for sure, but you don't need to know everything and every detail. This is why you hire or partner with somebody else, like you said earlier, Ferris. So this was a great conversation. Thank you so much for dropping all of this wisdom. But before I wrap up, you know, tell us the name of your YouTube channel, the website, the way they can handle that or get on the news letter, all that kind of stuff.
No, thank you, Nina. I enjoyed this conversation so much, and I learned from these conversations. Trust me. Yeah. So yeah, visit our YouTube channel, Startup with Ferris, F-E-R-A-S, that is, and sign up, subscribe, watch the videos, like the videos if you find the content useful. And then on our website, again, startupwithferris.com, we have the daily advisor. You can sign up there. And one last thing for those of you, again, if you're struggling, you're not alone. What I do is we have twice a week, I have two slots where you can submit the form on the website. It's called Ask Ferris. I don't charge for this. I don't try to sell you anything. No gimmicks. It's just me. This is one way of me saying thank you to everyone who has helped me along the way. I truly mean it. So if you're really stuck and you're not sure what to do next, sign up for one of those sessions. It might be a few weeks down the road, but I'll be more than happy to listen to you and share whatever guidance I can provide.
Wow. What a gift, Ferris. What a gift, right? Because I think nowadays everybody's charging for everything, but to have something like that, that's beautiful, right? That they can just ask you a question and really just get knowledge and feedback from a professional. So really grateful for that. And I know you guys are listening going, heck yeah, I'm going on there. Heck yeah. So make sure that you guys connect with Ferris. So Ferris, I want to thank you so much for taking your valuable time and to pouring into my audience. I'm truly grateful for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nina.
So cool. Yeah. Guys, I told you, right? Good human. We like Ferris around here. So thank you guys so much for listening. Please make sure that you like, share, and subscribe this video. I want to grow his community as well. And I want you guys to go on to his YouTube channel and on his website. You need to connect with good humans. This is what we do, right? We connect with people who grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. You guys are amazing. Make sure that you go ahead and look at all the information below, because I'm going to link all of that for you. I love you guys so much. Keep the community growing. Thank you guys for being here. Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.